Odell, he had a he got cleated, and he has a cut or two, and they're in there taking a look at it now. So he's probably going to be sore here for a couple days.
You're not worried about it being anything structurally or anything like that, surface, you're saying?
At this point, that's all I have.
Is there a reason why Victor didn't participate much in the 11-on-11?
We dialed back his load today. He did work. He finished practice, and he got the number of reps that we were looking for him to get today.
That was the plan.
That's part of the structure.
Coach, there's a landmark come up. It's the off day tomorrow. What are your thoughts so far as we're in, as we're through at least no practice?
It's gone, so far according to plan. Look forward to getting the pads back on when we get these guys back and getting their feet underneath them, fitting the pads in. I know the big guys are looking forward to that with some of the drills we have planned for them. It'll be exciting.
What are you looking forward to the pads tonight?
Fundamentals, physicality.
It's got to be a little sickening when Odell is on the ground like that and a little slow to get up.
Yeah, I mean, when something happens to any of your players, your heart's in your throat. But we were fortunate there.
You get a move inside today. What changes do you have to keep two out of three practices so far inside? Is anything, do you have to change your plan at all?
Yeah, I like to use all the grass outside. You know, you like to spread the guys around, have them moving around, keep their head on a swivel a little bit. And here things get a little tight. Once you get the music on, the energy gets going, a little bit of a beehive effect. So you have guys swarming, and player safety is a big concern, so we have to be smart with the way we're doing things. So I'm more of a traffic cop in here, especially early on in practice, making sure we're smart with our space.
Scripts stay the same now?
Yes.
What are you going to do on Tuesday's practice as far as contact? Is it going to be full tackle or thud like you did in the past year?
We're going to have thud tempo, thud wrap and release.
Do you believe in tackling to the ground?
Every Sunday.
Not during practice?
Oh, there's a potential for it.
Under what circumstances?
We don't have any scheduled for Tuesday.
Until Tuesday, coaches, it was the last game for mental reps, and that was placement, so that as opposed to what you're going to see on Tuesday?
Every rep's a mental rep. We're looking to get their feet underneath them, get the fundamental part of things going, and build up their endurance to play the game.
Was it anything in the last 2 days that you saw with Victor while you kind of backed off today?
No, that was just part of the program.
What's the part program of the with him moving
philosophy.
Forward?
Same thing. He'll have different loads each and every day, depending on the day. And the workload the day before and the workload the next day.
Does contact change anything for that?
That's a part of it. Yeah, that's factored in.
And I guess also with a day off tomorrow, like you had a couple of days of work and then you got a couple of lighter days maybe and then geared up again on Tuesday. Is that the thinking?
We're not gonna give everything away, but there are acclimation days and there are high effort days, high workload days, and then there are days off. So you can acclimate, you can work, and then bring it back down. We'll have launch days. We have some different things built in.
Do you anticipate any of the pup guys being back
to the possibility, yes.
What has Greg Milhouse done to impress you guys? He's running with the first team. His guys were here last year.
He's doing a nice job. He's doing a nice job. He's flashing. He works at it, mentally in the classroom. And technically, he's... trying to do things the right way and doing what we're asking them to do. It's important to them.
And when it comes to Cruz's workload, are you also doing that with other players? And we're just not noticing as much because we're not really much paying attention to reps from other guys. Or is it strictly Cruz?
We could tailor it to each individual player. Mostly guys coming off an injury, but guys who are veterans or other guys as well.
What do you think of Miles White today?
Miles White? I think Miles is having a nice camp. Miles is poised to make a run.
What can you say about the performance Paul Perkins had today?
Paul Perkins? Paul's getting his feet wet. It's nice to have him here. He missed a lot of time in the off season, but he's a guy that he has a lot of learning to do, and we have to give him the reps to do it.
with Odell, is there any chance he needs a stitch or a staple or something like that?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Anything else? Odell, you think Odell will be ready by first preseason games?
Ready for what? To play the game? I hope so, yes.
What do you plan to do on the off game for you, and what do the players do on their off? The players
are off. They have treatment if they're on the injury report. Coaches, we have to prepare for we have some targets that we have to hit for the next week for the preseason games and reflect back on these last few days.